Vegas looks hard to escape from.
I go deep underwater in a helicopter. I have to fight my way through tons of steel and rushing water to get out alive. Then I get trapped in a burning building, and the only way out is up. But what goes up must come down. Wait till you see how I do it.
Oh, cool.
Vanessa puts a world-class escape artist to the test.
I thought it would be fun if I made it a little more challenging.
Will this be too much even for him?
Vanessa! Ah! No!
Next challenge!
And Charlie shows how you, too, can be an escape artist and impress your friends. Some more time.
Help!
It's Popular Mechanics for Kids.
Escape!
And I'm Tyler, and today we're gonna wriggle, jump, and swim our way out of danger. Well, I am. Alicia doesn't really do much of anything.
What?
Face it, you get all the easy parts of the show.
Are you telling me that you think you have a harder job than I do? Because I don't think you can last 30 seconds being me, let alone 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah? Well, I don't think you could handle being me for 15 seconds.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Ew. Zeppelin.
Ew. Vegetables.
Oh, this is impossible. I'm trapped in your body. And I need to have a shower.
You need to shower. I've got so much perfume on, I could beautify a garbage dump.
This is not good. How do you escape from someone else's body?
This is Dean Gunnarsson. Dean has performed all kinds of daring escapes, like when he got locked into a car and had to escape before being crushed. Dean owns the world's largest handcuff collection.
Oh, very good.
And he knows how to escape from every single one of them.
Each one has a different technique and a different secret. And if I take and I find these ones here, I hit them at just the right speed and just the right angle, you can actually get out of them. Now, a straitjacket is a lot more difficult to get out of than the handcuffs. With a straitjacket, as an escape artist, I have to be very physically strong and flexible, and it's a lot more daring.
Dean finds the weak spots in everything from handcuffs to straitjackets. The weak spot in a straitjacket? Material can be loosened. Here, Dean wriggles his body until he has just enough room to get his arms over his head.
The technique that I like to use is visualization. I like to see the escape many times in my head before I actually do it. The more prepared I am, the easier the escape becomes.
But things can still go wrong. This almost really was Dean's coffin. He was trapped under the water for 4 minutes. He couldn't escape. His heart actually stopped beating. Luckily, paramedics revived him.
Vanessa, have I got a surprise for you. What I have is I'm going to be locked up in this straitjacket, and then I'm going to hang 190 feet by my ankles from that crane.
Dean sends me up first to see how hard it is to escape. Getting out of a straitjacket is hard enough when you're on the ground, but at least your feet on the ground give you leverage. That helps you wriggle your way out.
There you go, hang on.
There's nothing to pull or push against when you're upside down in the air.
How does that feel?
You're right. It's much harder from up here. I think I believe you.
What?
I can come down now.
What's that?
I...
Oh, higher? Higher! She wants to go higher!
No. Lower! I want to go lower!
Lower? Lower! Bring her down!
I'll get him back for that.
Made it a little more challenging
for you.
Challenging? Vanessa, no. What are you doing? Vanessa!
Bye!
No! Vanessa!
Dean only has about 2 minutes to escape before the rope burns through and he plummets to his death. Every second counts.
Come on, Dean!
Wait! He almost has a chain to us. They're caught on his own.
About that fire.
I'm sorry about the fire.
Hey, it's
I was okay. Scared for a second. The chain was caught on your elbow. I thought you were going to get it out.
It was a lot of work. No problems.
No hard feelings?
Hey, Vanessa, no hard feelings. Don't worry about that. It's okay. Don't worry. But thanks a lot. We'll see you guys. Okay, you guys ready?
Let's go.
See you, Vanessa. Go. Bye.
Hey, Vanessa.
Bye.
Don't worry about
Vanessa.
It.
No hard feelings? Just like that? What?
Swell your muscles, expand your chest.
Don't miss Charlie's close-up tips on the art of escaping.
But don't forget to breathe.
That's coming up later on PMK.
This is the Hummer of lifeboats. It's designed to launch off the decks of giant ships. This lifeboat is specially constructed so that on impact, it rolls and floats right side up. When the boat free falls, it hits the water with a force of 6 G's. That's more G's than you feel on a roller coaster. Bombs away! It worked!
Fire is dangerous, but smoke is deadly. Smoke kills 8 out of 10 people who die in fires. This smoke hood helps you escape. And it won't burn. The poison in smoke confuses you and makes you panic and breathe harder. It can kill you in seconds. The hood's special filter cleans the air so you can breathe and escape with your life.
If a fire breaks out in the building where you live, you can't use the elevator to escape because the electrical system could burn or short circuit, trapping you inside. Ugh. No matter what floor you're on, the only way to escape is the stairs. But what if you're in a high-rise and the fire is on one of the floors below you? You can't go down through the smoke because you'll suffocate. Everyone living on the floors above the fire will be forced up to the roof because smoke rises. There's no way out. Or is there? How about jumping? Think again. So how do I escape? I'm gonna do it with the help of the Baker Life Chute. Ralph Baker invented it.
Tyler.
Hey.
Even on a 6-story apartment like this, you can't jump. So the first thing you would do is dial 911. And as the fire department's on the way, this fire is spreading. So you wanna get the Life Chute and get out of here.
All right, well, let's go grab it. It's usually kept in a storage area near the roof. That way, it can be quickly moved to the safest evacuation spot. The Life Chute can let out people much more quickly. A fire truck's bucket or ladder can only take one person at a time, but the chute can handle up to 30 people a minute. Secure?
Secured against the window.
This is how we make sure that the net doesn't go crashing down with people inside it. We secure it to this doorway, the slider. The chutes are custom made and cut for the size of each building. More than 15 stories high, they roll out a heavy-duty escape chute that is permanently located on the top of the building. There's the fire truck! We push the net out from our floor. When the coast is clear, we let it drop. When it hits the ground, rescue workers fasten the net to their truck at a 30-degree angle away from the building, so the flames can't reach it. The angle also makes it safer to go down. Everyone can get out safely. Ralph leads this man down the chute on his shoulder. To go down the chute safely, he uses his feet like a brake to control their speed. Now it's my turn.
Oh, cool.
The chute is strong. It can hold up to 84,000 pounds. That's 700 of me. The flexible curve of the chute acts as a brake so you don't go flying out of the end.
Are you okay? How was that?
I'm just glad to be safe on the ground.
That was amazing.
And...
this one feels like being swallowed by a giant stocking. Okay, I'm coming. Hello?
Yes, Charlie there?
Charlie, it's for you.
I can't come to the phone now. I'm all tied up. Hi. See, I told you I was tied up. Check it out. Now, this may be a problem for some people, but for me, it's just another excuse to show up. Now, I may not be Houdini. He was the all-time master of escape. But I do know a little something about getting out of a tight situation. If you know a couple of cool secrets, you can get out of almost any rope tie. Make them use as much rope as you can. The longer, the better. You need it to make slack. That's what helps you escape. When they start to tie you, always lean forward a bit from the back of the chair. They won't even notice, and it'll give you more room to work later. Also, sit with your knees at least 1/4 inch from the chair leg.
Done. Next challenge. I am invincible. No matter what she tries, I will prevail. If you don't have a chair to help you make slack, here are a few other secrets you can use. As they tie you up, swell your muscles, expand your chest. But don't forget to breathe. And try to wear a coat. Oh, I'm awfully cold. Thank you. It'll cut you some more slack. No problem. Remember to expand your muscles. Even try to hold your arms a little away from your side and hunch your shoulders. See, most people tie a couple of knots really tightly at the beginning. And then they just wrap the rope around and around and knot it again only at the end. That's another reason to have them use as much rope as possible. A small amount of stretch in each foot of rope adds up to a lot of slack. Just like before, the trick is to get one hand out. Once your hands are out, the rest is easy.
Charlie!
Yeah, it's time for the backhanded belly knot. Even Houdini didn't like this one. Oh, yeah, I just may need a little time. This one. Yeah, that's snug. This one's actually tougher. It's a lot less rope. It's more difficult to get the slack you need to escape. And with my hands tied up like this, it's more difficult to maneuver the ropes because I can't tell the difference between my left hand and my right hand.
Ice cream!
Hey, wait a minute! Megan, I might need a little help with this one.
Help!
Hey, guys, come on, just give me a hand here. Wait. Right back here. Come on. Guys, I'm not... I'm not Houdini here! Oh yeah, sure, that's very, very funny! Hey, bring me back a sandwich, huh?
I'm at the Marine Survival Training Center in Lafayette, Louisiana, and I'm taking a crash course in emergency escape training.
When helicopter pilots and their crew fly over water,
They have to be prepared. Helicopter that crashes into the water will usually flip over.
10 miles southwest of the airport, 5 cells at 43
hours of fuel. That's because the rotor and the engine make it top heavy.
Helicopter 1-4-3-4-5.
Water rushes in. Everything's upside down. It's enough to make a person panic, but you can't. You only have a few seconds to swim to the surface. How to escape and survive is my mission here. Lots of people fly helicopters over water to do their work, like people in the offshore oil and gas industry, the Coast Guard, and the military. Many of them come here to get some very special training on what to do if their helicopter ditches in water, because it can happen, and they want to be prepared. So Pierce and his team teach people how to get out safely.
With our unit, we can simulate an actual crash into the water, and we teach students a step-by-step process how to get out calmly and safely.
This is the most advanced underwater escape training simulator in the world.
And you will be flying in the cockpit as the unit lowers into the water. Water will come gushing in, and you'll only have about 15 seconds to locate the exit, open it, and use correct procedures to escape. Are you ready?
A helicopter flipping over disorients. Suddenly, you're upside down and water starts rushing in and pounding on you with so much force, it knocks everyone inside. And the dark, murky water makes it difficult to see, so it's harder to find the exits.
Am I ready? What are the chances of me drowning while in this thing?
Well, Tyler, anything's possible, but we're not going to let that happen today. We're going to show you what to do and what not to do. Once the helicopter reaches the water, remain in the brace for impact position to reduce body movement. Take a deep breath as the helicopter starts sinking. Remain strapped in your seat till all the violent motion and inrushing water ceases. Your natural impulse will be to release your seatbelt immediately. Bad idea. You'll start floating around in the fuselage and you'll lose your physical reference. Take your hand closest to the exit and find the door handle. Once you've opened the door, you can grab the frame, and then you may release your seatbelt. Swim to the surface and keep everyone together in a survival circle or raft. Okay, Tyler, for the last time, are you ready?
I think so. Let's do it.
Once we get down there, there'll be a diver right by my door, so if I can't open it, he'll help me out. And Pierce here is gonna guide me through the whole simulation, so my safety is in good hands.
Everything was beautiful.
Right.
Definitely a survivor.
All right. Yeah. What did you do to my hair?
Your hair? What have you done to my face?
This ends here. I'm sorry I said that my job was harder than yours.
Me too.
That is just great. I have to go to a rock concert tonight looking like this?
You think that's bad? I've got a Girl Scouts meeting in about an hour.
Girl Scouts meeting?
How's my hair?